You're listening to Lie Catcher, Becoming a Human Lie Detector in Under 60 Minutes by Dr. David Craig and read by Mike Reed for Saga Egmont. Acknowledgements. I would like to acknowledge the never-ending support of my wife Elisa and my four children, Katrina, Lucinda, Rosalie and Roy. Also my mother Del, a published author in her own right, assisted greatly with this project. A special thanks to Brett and Shakimra Charles of Leftfield Sound, Vision and Multimedia for their friendship and professional support. I would also like to acknowledge Danny Neve of Big Sky Publishing for his faith and commitment. And last but not least, Diane Evans, who provided insight and worked tirelessly to keep all the moving parts oiled and on time. Introduction. You are most likely attracted to this book because you are intrigued by the concept of knowing when someone is telling you the truth and when they are not, or you have unknowingly been lied to in the past and want to protect yourself against deception in the future. This book will assist you with both. When I first began researching the subject of lie detection years ago, I realized that there were many high-level academic papers and textbooks on the subject, but no credible and easy-to-read guides offering knowledge and skills that could be put straight into practice. So I decided to write one. If you're looking for a psychological edge when cutting a business deal, negotiating an outcome, interacting with people, or even making a purchase, then this book is for you. Lie detection does not have to be a sinister practice. You will find there are some fun and interesting exercises within these pages. Challenge your friends and family. Can they get away with lying to you? In addition to having over 20 years of criminological experience and research focused on deception and deception detection in covert operations, I have spent many hundreds of hours researching the theoretical work of some of the world's finest academics on this subject. The combination of theoretical knowledge and practical experience has enabled me to consolidate all the relevant information into a very practical book, which will quickly set you on the path to becoming a human lie detector. Studies have shown that, with training and practice, most people can rapidly increase their success at detecting lies. This book will do this for you. If your time is limited and you just want to get started, I have designed this book so you can bypass part one, understanding lies, and go straight to the practical section. Part two, detecting lies. If you decide to start with a practical section, I recommend that, as you are practicing what you have read in part two, you make the time to read part one, as it will provide you with a greater understanding of deception. Knowing the difference between when people lie to you and when they are telling the truth is a vital human skill for the 21st century. Regardless of your age, gender, or background, this book will equip you with tools you need to become an effective human lie detector. Happy hunting! Part 1. Understanding Lies. The Nature of Lying. Mendacity, fib, porky, falsehood, whopper, yarn. I've even heard it politely referred to by an American presidential candidate as having misspoke. I'm not sure that's even a word. Perhaps it was a lie. Regardless of the title or the context within which it occurs, we all have an opinion on what a lie is, and there are a multitude of different descriptions for the act of lying. In my opinion, a lie is a physical act or verbal statement or omission deliberately designed to deceive another of the truth. For example, a person could lie physically, as a shoplifter does, when projecting the physical impression to store security of an honest shopper, while secretly removing goods from the shelves. Verbally, a person may attempt to deceive another person by saying or not saying particular words. Both examples are designed to deceive another of the truth. Most people would agree that lying is an act of dishonesty, and it is this negative connotation that leads most people, when asked, to say they very rarely lie. In almost all cases, this is incorrect. There have been many independent academic studies on the frequency of lying.